God is good all the time, like we say, and all the time, God is good. You are blessed. Even as I share with us a word titled, Command Your Day. Command Your Day. And you command your day by speaking into it. You speak into it authoritatively so that that day can take the shape and the direction of the command that you give it. Let me say this. Your day is awaiting a command. There are so many people who just wake up, get into a day, and they have not spoken into that day. They have not created by speaking into that day. And so let's hear a story here from the book of Joshua, chapter 10, verse 12 and verse 13, where Joshua took authority and commanded his day. This is what the Bible says. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you moon over the valley of Aijalon. So the Bible says, the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it is written in the book of Jashar. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. Command your day. Your day is in the power of your lips. And the direction and shape the day will take is awaiting your command, authoritative command. And I pray today you rise like Joshua and determine your destiny by the words you speak, the authoritative words that you declare and you actually speak. There was a battle against the Amorites, and time was needed to be able to get full victory. And Joshua realized, I have authority, I have power to command this day, even extend it. Speak to the moon, speak to the sun, until we get victory. And I want to say this, God wants to give you his full victory. He wants to work within the days you have, the season of your life, and give you full victory. But you need to arise and speak something. Number one, because God is the one who makes days. The devil doesn't make days. God makes days. In the book of Psalm 118, verse 24, the Bible says, This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. On the basis of that, knowing that the devil doesn't make days, you can take authority and begin to command your day. The devil is a liar. He's the one who comes and whispers in your ears that this day is going to be bad. Things will not work out for you. But I want to say this, you can take authority and you say, this day is going to be good for me. I'm going to be a success. Things are going to work out for me. Speak into that day. Release a command into your day. The second thing I want to say is this. When you command your day, you remove the authority and power of, in terms of shaping things in that day, from the hands of the enemy. That word crisscrosses your full day to the end and back and disarms the enemy at all the points where you're going to be that day. The paths you will pass, the activities you're going to be involved in, whether business, or otherwise school, and in terms of job, your word goes forth and back and ensures that the decree and command you have given is actually actualized. And so, release that word. Let it go into your day. Let him actualize your destiny. You have authority to do it. You can even declare that in my day, I'm going to have joy, I'm going to be happy, and my day will be great. But finally, commanding your day gives you full victory and also glorifies God. Because the day was spoken into, Joshua and the Israelites received full victory over the Amorites. And God wants you to receive full victory during your season, during your time, during your lifetime, and you need to take authority. Stand up today like Joshua and begin to command your day. Give your day shape and direction by speaking those things that you desire in that day through your words. Your words will determine how your day will look like. God bless you as you practice what I just shared. command your day like Joshua. In Jesus' name, amen.